one of the most famous and influential scholars of the thought of Martin Luther in the last century was Dr. John Olin. His specialty was Luther's anthropology. How did Luther understand the human person? Gave a lecture at Fordham one day and dazzled us with facts and figures and designs and outlines. And at the end of it, he said, "For Luther, I'm not okay. You're not okay, but that's okay." Pithy phrase, catchy. On the way out, I said, "Yeah, probably, but a Catholic can't say that. A Catholic would say, I may not be okay, and you may not be okay, but that's not okay." Because you see, ever since the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, everything went south, or east, if you remember. Thank you. But then God sent his son to make it better, or at least to make us less evil and bring us back to God. And the Catholic thing has always been we can get better. We can grow in holiness because of what God did through his son. And his son is not only companion, his son lives in us and we in that son. Catholicism is known for many things called spirituality. Dominican, Franciscan, Jesuit, Benedictine, all kinds of spiritualities, because we believe there are many ways to go back to God and we can get better, and that's what spirituality means. For Catholics, spirituality means we do this together, and that's what Joel says in the first reading. Call the assembly, and here we are one more time. We're in this together. Going in holiness together. For a Catholic, the pronouns of Lent are plural. We, our, and us. For Catholics, Lent is not a self-help program. It's a program where we commit ourselves to each other and to God together. There are two parts of a Catholic Lent. Part one, don't just stand there, do something. We engage in discipline. The discipline St. Matthew speaks of. There are some things that we do, fasting, almsgiving, or put differently, we fast so we can give more to others. We'll say in a few minutes at the altar, you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate your kindness. Last Sunday, Pope Francis, at his audience in St. Peter's, told the crowd, we need to give up things in Lent. But the greatest thing we have to give up is indifference. Give up indifference. And then he said about the mass migration and about the famine in the Sudan. Last week it was diagnosed that Sudan is now a famine area. Now, I didn't see that on breaking news. I didn't find it in CNN, but that's really Catholic breaking news, and Catholic relief services is one way to help alleviate a famine in the 21st century. We engage sometimes in far more difficult things to be reconciled with each other, as St. Paul says, but Pope Francis says we need to be reconciled also with this good earth. And in his encyclical on environment, he speaks about our common home. And he says we have no right to rape the earth. We have every right to revere the earth. Last week, the Pope said, every single day, 1,000 children die of illnesses related to water and lack of potable water. How do we abuse water? Responsibility for the earth. Water, in some places, has become the new oil. We are dust, and unto dust we shall return, and that's the earth we should revere. Part two of the Catholic Lent, don't just do something, stand there. Other part of Lent is asking us to pray. We do that in common here at the liturgy, but then Matthew reminds us, pray on your own. Pray to God. A relationship with God. Pull out the earbuds. I was in Israel last month for 2 week pilgrimage, and I noticed how the Wailing Wall still to this day is a revered, holy, holy place of prayer. But I realized the synagogue is also the place to study the Torah, and to study the Bible, and to study about God. Turns out, that's the Catholic tradition, prayer and study. We are not fundamentalists. And one thing the Pope would have us do is to study his encyclicals on the gospel, on environment, and on marriage. Now, I will ask you to look up the gospel, his encyclicals online. If you've ever tried to read one, it can be awful. I know that. These are readable. They're also very challenging and written rather directly. Praise of God, the joy of the gospel, the joy of love. Notice the words joy, praise, joy once again. Lent is not a grim season. Lent is a time to do better what we always do and enjoy the joy of the gospel that comes from the cross. In chapter 49 of his Rule for Monks, St. Benedict says this, the life of a monk ought to be a continuous Lent, but since few, however, have the strength for this, we urge the entire community during these holy days to keep Lent in its manner most pure and to wash away our sins. None of us can do Lent all year. All of us have to do Lent every year. We come to do familiar actions today. Be blessed with ashes and come to this altar to the sacrifice of salvation. Catholic Lent is, don't just stand there, do something, and don't just do something, but stand there. A Catholic mantra is, I may not be okay, you may not be okay, but that's not okay. Lent is the time to turn that around.